刀。
Out of the way. Good Lord. Where in the world is Bubba? He should have been home from school hours ago.
Well, maybe he's at the college library cracking those books.
Yeah, more than likely he's on some street corner cracking his knuckles. I'm not running a college cafeteria. This is one pleasant family meal he's just gonna miss out on. Pass the damn rolls.
Oh, no. Fish again?
Quit complaining, Vinton. Fish is brain food. Give you a double portion. I'll get it. Don't answer that phone. I've been letting it ring all day long. It's that pest, Roselle Huplander.
How do you know it's Roselle?
Because it is Toys for Orphans time again, and I'm not about to let Roselle rope me into heading up that toy drive again this year.
Oh, I thought you liked orphans.
Of course I like orphans. Who the hell doesn't? Taking off at Roselle. Tired of being her patsy. I do all the work and she gets all the glory.
But, Miss Harper, that might have been somebody important.
Nobody important is going to be calling us.
Knock, knock. I just tried calling you.
See?
There's something wrong with your phone?
No. Pull up a chair, Iola.
I told Mother somebody in the neighborhood was cooking fish. Thelma, I ran into Roselle Huplander today, and she and I decided you would be the perfect choice to head up the Toys for Orphans drive.
Iola, with friends like you, who needs family?
Hey, everybody! Guess what I got?
A plate full of cold crappy. Over there.
Well, I had to stay after class. I tried calling, but nobody answered.
Don't look at me, it's Roselle's fault.
I was learning how to use the school camera. I have to make a video for my sociology class.
Well, it better not be one of them trashy music videos with a bunch of misfits in spandex gyrating in the fog.
No, Grandma. Each student has to make a video about their own family.
Oh, that is so exciting, Bubba. I would love to be in your video.
Yeah, and the best three videos are going to be aired on public access TV.
Wow.
Television? Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Shoot, I gotta go make me an appointment at the beauty spot.
No, Grandma, don't do anything special. I want to capture you just the way you are.
I'm not about to be captured without my blue rinse. But don't you worry. If just plain Harper's is what you want, just plain Harper's is what you'll get.
Okay, let's take it from the top. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action.
Mama, would you please pass me some more of that delicious fish? I would love to have another helping.
I would be more than happy to, Vinton, my one and only son. I just love cooking for my family. They bring me such joy.
Cut!
What's the matter? Did Vinton screw it up again?
Oh, Grandma, you gotta quit looking into the camera. And will the rest of you guys please act the way you always do?
Oh, Bubba, we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, it's not easy carrying Mama in every scene.
Even in this thing, what with you feeding your face and Blondie over here showing off her shoulders.
Please! Now, can we try this again?
Fine.
Fine.
I bet your Ronnie Howard isn't this hard to work with.
And action.
Naomi, dear, would you care for a piece of my delicious pecan pie?
Why, thank you so much, Miss Harper. I would be most grateful.
Here, it's our favorite neighbor, Iola Boylan. Won't you please come join us, dear?
Oh, thank you, Thelma. You are such a wonderful hostess.
Mama, may I please leave the table to answer the phone?
Yes, Vinton, you may.
Why, Thelma, your children are so well-mannered.
Well, thank you, Iola. How well-mannered of you to notice.
Harper Residence. Oh, one moment, please. Mama, Roselle Huplander is on the line.
I think that must be a wrong number, dear. I don't know anybody by that name. Hang up.
Sure you know her, Mama. She's calling about the Toys for Orphans.
Oh, that Roselle Huplander. Hello, Roselle. Well,
What can I say? I couldn't refuse if I wanted to. Yeah, my family will be more than happy to pitch in and help, too. Say what? The truck will be dumping all the broken toys on my front lawn tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Oh, goody. Yeah. Same to you, dear. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is weird. The red light went off. Oh, darn. I bet it didn't take half of that telephone conversation.
You mean I just said yes to fixing a lawn full of trashed out toys and you didn't get it? What kind of a fly-by-night director are you?
Now relax, Grandma. We can just reshoot it.
Forget your reshoot. If you need me, I'll be in my dressing room.
Well, good night. My front lawn looks like an explosion at Toys R Us.
Hold that position, Grandma.
I told you I don't have any time for home movies now. I've only got 2 weeks to fix all these toys for my little orphans.
Oh, but I'm just shooting some new stuff. Almost everything I got yesterday was unusable.
What about my big scene, Bone and the Crappy?
Can't use any of it. It's too fake. I want realism. I want everybody to just act natural.
Fine, Ingermar. Here's natural. Get the hell off my porch. Well, good Lord. I had a face like that. I'd hide in a box, too.
Hey, Aunt Naomi, you and that doll will make a great scene. Keep working on her.
Oh, okay, Bubba. I just love playing with dolls. If Vinton and I ever have a daughter, I'm going to buy her dozens of dolls. In fact, I'm going to buy her everything that I never had.
Like what?
Well, like a pet of her own, for one thing. I'll never forget one time when I was about 8 years old, the cutest little mutt followed me home from school one day. I named him Marlin, after Brando. Even as a child, I knew who was hot. Well, my parents didn't want me to keep him, but I didn't care what my folks said. Every night I'd leave my window open and Marlin would sneak into my room. He'd sleep in my bed all night long. I would rub his belly and he would lick my face. So you can bet that when I have a little girl, I'm going to get her the cutest little puppy I can find.
Cut! Print! Aunt Naomi, a star is born.
Oh.
Boy, Uncle Vint, you sure are good with your hands.
Yeah, I know. It's a gift. Maybe I can turn this into a toy wheelbarrow.
So, where did you learn how to fix things?
Oh, I guess you could say from Mama. Seems like every time Daddy went out of town on business, something around the house would break and Mama would try to fix it. This old wagon reminds me of the time she tried to plaster the bathroom ceiling. She had mixed up the plaster in my old wagon and wheeled it into the bathroom, see? Well, there she was, standing on the toilet, plastering away, when she stepped back to admire her work and put her foot right into the wagon. Well, sir, the wheel started rolling, the plaster went flying, and Mama fell off the wagon. Well, there was plaster on the bathtub, on the sink, and Mama. She got completely plastered. What a mess. That's when she started having men in to do the household repairs. Of course, she made us kids swear not to tell Daddy. He'd come home and he'd think he was married to the greatest repair woman since Josephine the plumber. Bubba, hand me those ice skates. I'm going to turn this sucker into a sled.
Miss Boylan, how come there are so many chairs in dollhouses? I mean, you never really see the dolls sitting around in them.
Well, the chairs aren't for the dolls who live in the house, Bubba. They're for company.
Oh. Miss Boylan, did you have a dollhouse when you were a little girl?
Oh, better than that. I had a doll hospital. Had its own tiny little emergency room. I became such a good dolly doctor. Your grandma asked me over to see what I could do about your Aunt Ellen's and Eunice's old dolls. I'll never forget the shock when Thelma took me into her daughter's bedroom and I first saw those pitiful dolls. Those poor things had been totally neglected. They were dirty, their clothes were in rags. I don't think their hair had been brushed in years. One of them could hardly say, Mama. And the Betsy Wetsy was dry as a bone. I asked Thelma how she could stand to see them that way, and she said, if that's the way they want to treat their dolls, it's fine with me. Why should I clean them up? They'll just get dirty again. Well, I cleaned them up just good as new. Unfortunately, the next day, Eunice decided to play Joan of Arc. She burned them at the stake. Mama, which one of these paintings do you think is better for the game room, the Matisse or the dogs playing cards?
Well, bless your heart, you're the first teddy bear I've ever seen with male pattern baldness. Well, kid, we got no time for transplants here. You're just going to have to settle for some shoe polish.
Oh, hey, that looks good, Grandma. Keep it up.
I told you I hate that camera.
No, come on, just pretend it's not here. Just start talking.
About what?
I don't know, anything.
I don't know about anything but my family.
So, talk about them.
Well, the truth is, when I think about my family, my kids and all their kids, it kind of chokes me up. I really mean it. I know none of us have ever set the world on fire. Except for Cousin Oscar, and that was just a service station. Still in all, I'm real proud of us Harpers. And when I think of what has happened to the family unit nowadays, it just turns my stomach. Husbands beating their wives, wives cheating on their husbands, kids stealing and running wild. And you know where I place all the blame? On all these TV shows that are supposed to be so funny. They've all got kids being raised by everybody but their parents. One program, there's a butler raising the kids. Another one's got an aunt raising Rhoda's kids. There's even a program with three guys raising kids. You don't know where they came from. It might be all right with those network honchos, but it does not sit right with this old lady. I guess some people might say that I'm a failure as a mother, but when all of my children gather around at Christmas, before the mood turns ugly, they always say, Mama, you're the greatest. And I would have to agree with them. Good Lord, what now?
It sounded like Vince.
Miss Harper, come quick!
What in the world are you doing?
Oh, it was horrible. He tried out that pair of Mr. Springy feet, and the next thing I knew, he was flying through the air. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Lucky thing I landed in all these stuffed toys.
Lucky for who? These are all the toys we've already fixed, you big goon. Oh. Take those things off so I can hit you.
Well, it's not his fault, Miss Harper. You were the one who told him to work on the toys.
Well, it isn't me. It's that fat pain in the butt Roselle Hoplander. I swear, if I could get my hands around it, I'd wring her neck. Good. Yo, Hitchcock, you getting all this? Baba, hurry up, get in here. Your video's on next.
Okay, I had to get extra butter flavoring on the popcorn.
That last student video was so sweet. Can you imagine that entire family getting together to surprise their parents on their 60th anniversary?
Yeah. What really got to me was when they danced the anniversary waltz in their walkers.
Just wait till they see me handing out all those toys to the orphans. There won't be a dry eye in the house.
Sorry, Grandma, but I didn't get any footage from the orphanage.
Those were some of my best moments.
Yeah, I know, but it turned out there was a short in the camera. Kept turning itself on and off. It only recorded about half of what I shot.
Well, thanks a lot, Bubba Spielberg.
But don't worry, Grandma. According to Professor Colby, mine was the most honest, dynamic, and revealing video in the whole class.
Yeah, probably the shortest, too.
Shh, it's starting!
The camera sure didn't short out when it came to putting your name on this thing.
This is a video about the Harper family, up close and personal. This is my Aunt Naomi talking about love.
Even when I was a child, I knew who was hot. Every night I'd leave my window open and Marlon would sneak into my room. He'd sleep in my bed all night long. I'd rub his belly and he would lick my face.
What the hell kind of smut is that?
Yeah, who is this Marlon?
Well, he was my little puppy, but Bubba cut that part out.
Oh, it wasn't my fault. It was the camera. Didn't you think it was dynamic and revealing?
No! Bubba, you have ruined my reputation.
Oh, what reputation, you tramp?
Here's my Uncle Vint with a childhood memory of my grandmother, Mrs. Thelma Harper.
Seems like every time Daddy went out of town, Mama fell off the wagon. Completely flat. What a mess. That's when she started having men in. Of course, she made us kids swear not to tell Daddy.
So now, who is the tramp?
Bitten, I'm gonna kill you. You made me out to be a lush.
Mama, that's not the story I told.
Oh, shut up. Go get me another beer.
Iola Boylan has lived across the street from our family all of her life. Here, she gives us an impression of what it's like to be the Harper's neighbor.
I'll never forget the shock when Thelma took me into her daughter's bedroom. Those poor things had been totally neglected. They were dirty, their clothes were in rags. I don't think their hair had been brushed in years. I asked Thelma how she could stand to see them that way. And she said, why should I clean them up? They'll just get dirty again.
This. First I'm a lush, now I'm an abusive mother. Give me my beer.
Let me explain.
Just never mind, you've said enough. The camera never lies. Oh, here I am. All right, now we're going to hear the truth.
And finally, this is the head of our family, Thelma Harper. Grandma has been like a second mother to me. It's from her that I learned the importance of family.
When I think about my family, my kids and all of their kids, it just turns my stomach. Husbands beating their wives, wives cheating on their husbands, kids stealing and running wild. And you know where I place all the blame? Right with this old lady. Yes, some people might say I'm a failure as a mother, and I would have to agree with them.
Mama, don't be so hard on yourself. You're not that bad a mother.
I know that, you pea brain. Cecil beat the moron, put words in my mouth. Oh, my. Look, he's even got us fighting in the yard.
It's not Fenton's fault, Miss Harper. You were the one who told him to work on those toys.
Well, it wasn't me. It's that fat pain in the butt Roselle Huplander. I swear, if I get my hands around it, I'd wring her neck.
Getting all that
good. Lord, how in the world am I ever going to show my face in this town again?
Well, you know, it was only public access. Maybe nobody else saw it.
There's probably nobody now. Hello. Oh, hello, Roselle. How nice of you to call. Yeah, well, there was a little short in the cat. Yeah, I know, but... Well, fine, if that's the way you feel, then so be it.
Oh, Thelma, what did she say?
She said, I'm never going to hit up another charity drive again.
Sorry, Grandma.
Sorry, hell. Turn that sucker back on. Oh, with any luck, it's going to get me out of the church bazaar, too.